So, you might be thinking, what the fuck are these two kids doing? Well, I've got something for you. No one asked you to listen. If you've got a problem, feel free to leave the room or mind your own goddamn business. If you decided to stick around, please enjoy today's episode of Young, Dumb, and Stoked.
Bonjour, bonjour, ladies and gents. Welcome back for another episode. Today, I'm joined with my other host, JP, JP 2004, JP Cool Plute 123.
No. What the fuck? What is this, JP? Oh my god.
Hey, we haven't made an episode in like, I don't know what, like, I don't even know how to count anymore, like 7 months? No.
Yeah, seven, eight, when was the last one, in August?
August was like, what, 6 months ago, no?
I have no idea. I feel like March was a week ago.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if people are wondering what happened to us, we kind of just gave up. I mean, we had school. Actually, I remember right after our last episode. Oh, by the way, this is season three now. Okay, right after our last episode, we built a tent in my backyard and we slept there for like a couple days. I then got a peanut allergy attack, whatever you want to call it. I was
I remember that.
The ambulance was there. I took some cool selfies in the ambulance because, you know, it's cool. And then I came back home. Then school started. Then I started my own clothing brand. Then I got recruited at a new school for football for next year. And that's about it. And Jay, what about
you? Okay, we don't need to know your whole life story. Thank you very much. This isn't a fucking autobiography. And then I went to the store, and then I went to IGA, and then I bought some marshmallows, and then we get it. Okay. You know what? Actually, I'm just kidding. But that was that day when you had that peanut allergy. I remember like so very clearly because in the morning we were going shopping and we're just like vibing to songs in the car and everything was normal. And I even have a Snapchat video of like, let's say it was around 10 a.m. of that day where it looked like it was going to be a great day. And then if I would have just taken another snap like 12 hours later at 10 p.m. of Brendan being rolled out of his house on a fucking stretcher. it's not funny, but it is funny.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I still remember when we were out. Like when I was brought outside, and I feel bad for my mom. She was in tears because basically, to give you guys a context, in a way, it was a nice Sunday afternoon, and we went to go get some. Was it sushi? Oh no, we got Chinese food or something.
Thai food
from a from a restaurant that my parents love, and basically, I always had a certain like reaction to peanuts. It's just that, like in the past, my mom and my dad used to think it was just me not liking them, and they just like I just didn't want to eat them. So then about 5 months prior to that moment, I actually by accident had something with peanuts in it. I got really sick but I didn't get to the hospital. But then this time my mom gave me some, what was it, pad thai, but that had peanuts in it. But she didn't know, she honestly wouldn't have forced me to eat something with peanuts in it. She just really had no clue they had peanuts, so she's like, try it, and I had no clue either. I took a bite. Like, it's so weird. The second I take a bite, it's like I know it, you know, like it's like a weird feeling I get. I just knew it. And I was like, oh shit. Like it's going to kill me. Well, not kill me, but you know, I'm going to like feel like shit. So then what was it? I think your mom was there. She was like, okay, take an allergy pill.
Sorry, hold on. I hate to interrupt you and cut you off, but your thing glitched in such a way on my end that it sounded like, oh no, I'm going to shit. Like, what, you just shit? Like, when you get, when you take peanuts? Like, what, how does that work?
Basically, what I meant is that, oh shit, like, I feel sick type thing, right?
But I'm kidding, I know.
But anyway, so I think your mom was there. She was like, okay, take a peanut, an allergy pill. I don't think that was going to do anything, but I took it. Then my mouth felt so weird because there's like this weird tingling sensation, but like that really makes you like, at least made me feel really sick. So then, one thing that I like to do a lot that kind of helps, like just with the numbness or whatever you want to call it, I just put ice cubes in my mouth. But dude, I was like on that, and you were there, I think. I was like on the bed. I was like, it's funny. I didn't even throw up that time. I threw up the last time, like a lot, but I didn't throw up this time. But then I was just feeling sick. So then they called an ambulance. They gave me an EpiPen. I think it was protocol. I had to go to the hospital. And it was funny because, when I got there, they hooked me up with the IVs, whatever. And then I'm sitting there. She's like, okay, so it's been about 2 hours since I was at the hospital. So then I'm just like sitting there. I'm okay. A couple times I was like, not feeling too well. And then the doctor comes in. So she's like, well, theoretically speaking, because you're not dying here, you could go back home, or we could keep you till the next morning, right? And then right away, I was like, you really think I'm going to be eating hospital food? Hell not. So I was like, call my parents, or at least let my parents, I'm going home. So then about an hour after you guys came back, because I think because of COVID, you guys weren't allowed to be there anyways. So
right.
My mom was worried. I think your little brother was helping my mom cope with everything. But
yeah.
So it was an interesting moment. It's funny. It's like I'm talking about this event that happened like months ago, but it's like I'm catching up now.
Yeah, no, just to clarify, he's not dying now. We didn't give him any peanuts.
No.
But if he's being a bitch, we'll give him some peanuts. Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. so I remember that night very, very vividly. Like, I remember how it all happened. And I remember when you were lying down, you weren't throwing up, but it was like, you didn't even look like you were, you know, when somebody's in pain and they're like, or they're struggling to breathe. You looked like you had seen God. Like, you were convulsing. And I was like, holy shit, like this kid was sitting there like I was like, oh my god, like
that's a little it was extreme. Scary. I wasn't so having I'm like, a seizure here.
I'm just kidding. But no, he was like, you started to like convulse a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's when I think we were like, yeah, we need to call the fucking ambulance. Like he the kid's not gonna just, you know, leave him there to die.
And a couple of times it was like my heart was like my heart rate was like going up fast.
Yes.
And I was just like breathing fast. So I was just, and I think I was a little bit, not panicked, but I was just kind of like, it's not a,
shock.
Like I never really got into like a panic mode. I never really do. It's more of a, I don't want to deal with the, not the pain, but I don't want to deal with the, like, cause it doesn't hurt as much as it really, really is uncomfortable. Like the sensation of tingling in your mouth, like when I have peanuts or whenever I had peanuts, it's just like, this is really, really strong tingling, and then I kind of feel sick, right? I feel like I have to throw up, but it's like I don't want to.
Right.
I hate that feeling, so it's like I was more just like, oh, I don't want to. Like I was so mad at myself inside because I didn't want to go through the shit that I had last time.
But it wasn't. Yeah. But anyway, it's nobody's fault. Nobody knew. Okay, it was an accident, and it happened. But but yeah, I just remember having to come get you at I don't know what it was like. 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning or something. And and then on the drive home, you didn't even have shoes, so you were walking in the parking lot like with your socks.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh boy. Yeah. Anyway, it was okay. And the next day he was fine and we ended up sleeping in the tent and he was good to go.
Yes, sir.
So now that we've gotten Brendan's peanut fiasco out of the way, what else is there to talk about?
Well, Trump,
you know what? I mean,
Trump
give you guys
is
a world
of the
update.
White House in 4 days.
Yeah, pack your fucking bags, buddy. Get the fuck out. Yeah, okay. Let's give you a world update, you know, because we're assuming that you don't live on this planet and that you don't keep up with anything going on, you uncultured fucks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, basically what's happened since the last time we filmed, the world has gone to shit. I think back in August, like in terms of Quebec and Ontario, like I was able to fly just fine. I mean, we literally had 80 cases a day. Like it was nothing. Nobody was getting sick. Nobody took it seriously because we kind of had a big break from COVID, you know,
in the summer. It was nothing for us today though. But a couple months ago, that was a lot. Like people were like, oh shit, 80 cases. Like, dude, I still remember the first couple
of weeks but of for the March, most part, like a lot of stuff was opened.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So I remember like that was back then it was much better. And now Quebec has a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. and Ontario has a stay at home order.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we literally are locked down in our houses. But hey,
Quebec gets to go back to school.
Like Filipino housewives. Yeah. Well, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then in terms of what else has happened, well, you know, that big fat orange bastard who runs the U.S., well, he just couldn't keep his mouth shut and sit still. So he got into more trouble. If you already thought that what he did in 2020 was bad enough, well, this motherfucker went and tweeted to his supporters to encourage them to attend a protest. And anyway, it got out of hand. They literally broke and stormed the Capitol. I'm sure you guys have already heard by now. And currently, he has been impeached by the House. So he's awaiting the trial by the Senate. And he has about 4 days till Biden's inauguration. Actually, today's Saturday the 16th. So Biden gets inaugurated on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting. I'm gonna watch it live stream. I know he said he's not going. And the whole plan for him is that apparently he's flying to Florida the morning of. Like, he'll just jet off into the sunset on his little plane. And then, you know, like, the big Disney music song will play. Like, you know, they got rid of the bad villain finally. Like, he fucked off. No, I'm just kidding. But it will be interesting to see, like, because he always said, oh, I'm not conceding. I'm not conceding. I'm not conceding. And then all of a sudden that happens. And they're like, dude, you started this shit. You should be kicked out right now. And then he's like, oh, I concede.
Yeah. It's
what a hypocrite.
You know what? As soon as he's gone, hopefully things just like calm down a little bit, at least, right? Just like make it a little bit more.
I hope so. I really do hope so. I don't know. You know what? Now, also that something we didn't know back in August, so that we would not have talked about on our last episode, was the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
There was no vaccine back in August. There is a vaccine now.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Very nice.
It's kind of crazy how like. Like I still remember recording the last episode and we were talking about, well, actually we were talking with Ali Koja there.
Husky Muscles.
We were talking about a couple things, like the bomb that went off in Beirut and other stuff going on around whatever.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And now it's like,
so
like, you know, as sad as it sounds, everyone almost forgot about that thing, that explosion.
I know. Well, hey, listen, now there's some kind of hope in some kind of trail of darkness. I know a lot of people are going crazy right now, but don't worry, you're getting your microchip shots. I'm just kidding, there's no microchip in there. Grow up. Okay, they can't even fit a microchip in a vaccine. Come on, how the hell are you going to fit that in there? And they think you, like, really, you're going to just somehow manage to fit a microchip through a syringe and inject it into your bloodstream? Are you people fucking crazy?
If
or
you're
what?
A Republican, you can believe in
really
those things. So like, honestly, it's just how dumb.
No, but I wouldn't even call out Republicans or conservatives, because here's the problem, right? Like, here's my take on this. I'm not going to get into politics because politics is boring, but just really quickly, Trump is not a real Republican. He's not a real conservative. He's just using the party as a platform to advance his purpose and take over a gullible population. But there's a lot of really, you know, good conservatives and good Republicans out there. Like, there's good and bad on both sides. You know, you have your shit liberals. I mean, look at the people who fucking drive Toyota Priuses all day long and, you know, shave their heads blue and or dye their hair blue and shave their heads and then, you know.
It's so good. Hey, we have no hate to people who like blue hair. It's, you know.
Hello, miss. How are you doing? What? What'd you call me?
No, that's called like, that's called like Karen. No, not even. That's not well.
Hello, person.
Oh,
but the word person has the word son in it.
Yeah, that's one of the things. That's one of the things that like that. Not that triggers me, but that's kind of just like, you know, like what's it called? Someone who's like. He's like, oh, like, I'm not a she. I'm not a... He, like, why would you assume that? Like, Because we have to assume shit. Like, what are we going to call you? It? You're going to have a problem with that, too. Like, you want to call you an elephant? You're going to have a problem with that. It's like... I got lots of stuff to say. Listen, I have no problem with people that have blue hair, of course. Hey, blue hair is a color, right? Some people like me.
I have brown hair, okay? There's nothing wrong with having color hair. I have brown hair. I mean, that is a bold statement of my straight views.
Oh, you know what? I kind of want to talk about something. If we switch, kind of switch topic, but like half. Okay, anyways.
I don't know where I was getting with that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
There's always these videos on YouTube about like change my mind. Like, you can bring up a subject, such as, you know, abortion should be illegal, for example, and it's like change my mind, right? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Like, you know, the people who do this aren't always necessarily, like against the topic. They're just trying to see how people react and how they can change someone's point of view, because lots of the time someone who's for something, who's very, you know, pro this, doesn't have many arguments against it, you know. And it's kind of like a lesson, like, hey, you should at least know what you're talking about, have some information, and have some good points on why, for example, abortion should be legal, you know. Right. And they were talking, I don't know why I thought about this. I was kind of thinking about like Karens and stuff like that. And I was thinking about this thing, you know, this social experiment, I guess, if you want to call it. But if I go check, for example, change my mind online, I'll just go check out like the top, what's it called? Search or like results or whatever. Right. So for example, there are only two mm-hmm. genders, change my mind. And this one is from, Stephen Crowder. I don't really know him.
Okay.
He had one of his topics, which was called There Are Only Two Genders, Change My Mind. And he, I think, likes to go on some college campus. I don't remember which one. And then lots of students like to participate to his things. I think the school even let him like come on specific days so that he can actually do this. And, you know, it's kind of like interesting topics. Like, for example... you know, I'll be straightforward. I don't believe that there are more than two genders. And no matter what, I don't give a shit what you say. There are not more than two genders. There are male, female. You're born with one or the other. And if you want to change it yourself, if you want to, you know, call yourself whatever, go ahead. But you cannot convince me that there are more than two, because I believe in science. And science tells me that there are only two. And it's just the obvious, you know?
Yeah.
So... And there's one thing that kind of like bothered me a lot was there was this mother who said that her son was gay, but her son was only a year old or two.
Oh, I saw that.
And it's like, mm-hmm. you can't say that. Like, if he decides to be gay in the future, then that's fine, you know, but you can't decide for a child and kind of like, you know, in a way she is pushing him, but you can't like persuade a kid
Well, exactly. That here's what I was going to say. I was going to put a little disclaimer on this. I was going to say, look, in all seriousness, I don't really care if your hair is blue, green, purple, gray, fuck, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I you know why I don't care? Because it's not my hair. And fuck, this goes for your gender. Because you're not me. And why should I care? So take that.
Let's just be clear on something else. Blue hair doesn't mean that you're another gender. It's just...
No. I'm saying whatever your hair color is, whatever your gender is, or whatever your whatever all that stuff, your orientation, I don't really care, because it's not me and it doesn't affect me. If it affects me, like some kind of like an abortion debate, that you know, that might, no, it wouldn't affect me because I'm a guy. But let's say I was a girl, it would affect me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the whole point is that if it doesn't affect you, then just shut your mouth on it, and that's the whole premise to life.
Yeah.
And don't force stuff on anyone. Do not force things on anyone.
That's the one thing that bothers me the most, is someone who's yeah. like, you're wrong.
No, no ma'am, your 1 year old son is not gay because
it's like those people who are like you know, the problem, the biggest problem I have is when I go up to someone, or not go up, I never do this, but I'm saying if I went up to someone, and I just see this on the internet all the time, is to say that I only believe that there are two genders. They get mad at you for saying that. No, there are more than two. You are wrong, blah blah blah. But as soon as you say that I'm a hippopotamus, I can identify as a hippopotamus, then they can say, well, that's not really how it works. It's like, bitch, you just called yourself a freaking blah, 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 20-word fucking sentence just for one gender. And it's like, you can't tell me that I cannot be a fucking hippopotamus. If I want to be a hippo, I can be a hippo, okay? So it's like I have such a big problem with people like that. And, you know, I have big respect to the people who actually respect us for not believing in, or not, you know, like not accepting, but not believing that there were more than two, because that's what we believe and that's kind of what we know.
I have a big respect for people who be what they want to be and just shut the fuck up.
I have big respect for people and that's it.
Who just do not bother anyone about it.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay. Let's go back to a normal. Maybe people won't like us after that.
Hey, they already don't like us, so I don't think much has changed. Hey, apparently we have some international friends listening to us.
We have some friends in Africa, dude. Oh my god, this is sick.
That's so cool. Okay, that is actually pretty cool.
Hey, to all listening to us, African amigos here.
Yeah, go. Fine. Amigos.
But hey, you guys just like hit us up on Instagram. Hey, yo, guys, we want to be a part of the podcast. Yo, bet. We'll ask questions about Africa. How's the weather? You know, it's like. So dope.
How's the weather? Yeah.
Okay. Well. Cool. Okay. I'm trying to think. What are things that have happened in the? Okay, I'll say 6 months since we made a podcast. I'm moving out soon. Well, I already said that.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Could you say it again?
I said I'm moving out soon.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you say it again?
Is there something you want me to hit you with, or what? What's wrong?
Nobody,
with
Brendan. I'm moving out soon. Nobody, Brendan. I'm moving out soon.
It's pretty.
When
cool.
Are you moving out, Brendan? Not for a few months.
Yeah, I said soon.
I wonder if you just do you follow your parents around the house and then just every time they turn their head to look at you, you go, I'm moving out soon.
No, because my mom was gonna cry. She's always like, every time I tell her, she's aww. Like, she's like, stop, I'm gonna cry. I'm like, bruh, aren't you excited that your son is not gonna be here?
See, she loves you. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
A mother's love for her child is endless. Granted, they are not blue haired. No, I'm just kidding.
That's so mean. Unless if you're
look,
like, you've been adopted
look,
by
look,
someone,
look,
obviously
look, look. Look, we don't have a problem with your hair unless it's green, okay? And that's where we really start to get into some issues. Because the blue haired ones are nice, the green haired ones are always fucking crazy.
I never heard that from anywhere, but okay.
No, I'm just messing around. Yeah,
Jay,
look, there has nothing interesting has going on. You want to know how my house is?
Yeah, how's the house doing? How's the fam doing?
Yeah, we're alive.
How's the fam, Jab? You guys finished your outside area? That's been pretty cool.
We're alive. Yeah, we did. We built a we built a little extension onto the house that is, it has a cover, like, okay, it's an all-season room. I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but anyway, it has
an outdoor area. That's it.
Thank you. And it's got two massive glass window sliding door things. With drink blocks, plastic water bottle things, and we've used from carbon water bottle things, drink blocks, plastic water bottle things to the. Did you ever see that video?
No.
It's Justin Trudeau when they asked him at a press conference years back, and they said,
like,
"Sir, what is your family doing this rich? I'm switching from the drink blocks, plastic water bottle things to plastic. Water, cardboard, drink box, like plastic things." It's a nice little area. We just put a couch in. I painted it yesterday. It took me 11 hours. That was fun. And it is a nice little area to sit in. And it is the one thing that will probably keep us sane throughout this crazy lockdown, which is probably going to last throughout the beginning of 21. And who knows when it's really going to lift. Who knows? You know what? I don't even know what's going to happen.
Cool.
How is COVID doing over there with your new curfew? Is it actually making a difference?
I mean, the curfew's only been in place since like a week ago. But I mean, I don't think so. Our cases are still going to go. Like, dude, people are still going to find a way to go out. Like, not necessarily after 8, but like, people are still going to get together. And like, I don't think the curfew will actually affect us that much. Like, I don't think it'll change much at all. I still think that everyone should respect it just because it's, you know, it's stupid to go out anyways. Right. But like, I really don't think it's going to do
crap. Did you hear that, people in the US? Did you hear that? Respect a lot.
But anyways.
Could you say that again? Because they don't really understand.
No, they heard me. Don't go back.
I'm talking about you. Wear the mask, motherfucker.
No, but honestly, there's no like big deal. The only thing, and listen, okay, as much as because I am a student, whatever, it's like, I might say this just as like, I don't like school type thing, but like, this whole going back to school, I'm going back to school on Wednesday, okay? Theoretically speaking, people are going back to school in Quebec are going back on Tuesday, but we do half-half, like one day, and I'm going back on Wednesday. So, why is it that 1 week, because you guys are off, not off, but you guys don't theoretically go back in school till the 25th, but they decided last week that we were just going to stay home for an extra week. What is the difference that a week is actually going to do, honestly? And I believe it absolutely none. And some people are saying, well, it's because they're put in a new system or a new way of like making it safer, which is 2 masks a day. So we cannot, we have to wear our own masks in the bus. But once we get to school, they give us a mask, and at lunch they switch it out. Okay, but here's
the what
point, right? It's like, you're telling me that they didn't have all March break that lasted about 3 weeks to plan this out. They obviously did. They're just dumb. And second, it's like, really, what is going to change so much? Because you say that, yes, the coronavirus, mostly, you know, by your mouth and whatever, that's where it like affects you. That's where it comes out of. That's where whatever, right? That's where it spreads the fastest. But changing out a mask, is not going to stop the fact that if you touch someone and you have COVID, they're going to get it. Like, it is what it is. It's how it works. If you're at school, a crammed up school like mine is, like, we're pretty crammed up in my like area, in my building. Like, if one kid has it and is sitting with his 3 best friends, even though he's wearing a mask, they're still going to get it. And that's exactly what happened in the past couple of months. Like, right before Christmas break, we've had a couple classes that got kids with that got a kid, like, cases of COVID, right? And it's like, one kid got it, two kids are going to get it, 3 kids are going to get it. It's just like, you know, you can give me any excuse, like, yeah, well, they're just trying to work something new. They're just giving that extra week to see how the cases are going. It's not going to, like, you can't, like, I just,
no,
I
don't believe you're exactly right. That much. Like, dude, they're just, they don't know what they're doing. They're
it's just like, either not do it at all.
It's like, if you look over here in Ontario with Doug Ford, he's like, 1 week, he's like, it's like playing fucking Jeopardy with COVID. He's like, I'll take public health measures for 600. Let's put in a stay-at-home order. And everyone in Ontario is like, well, dude, you've already locked us down for the last 2 months. What's the difference? You have to stay at home.
Well, so see, we weren't staying home before. The store's closing, I get that. It does help. I mean, not to change the fact that we're still getting almost 4,000 cases a day, or 3,000, but like, you know, if you had told me that we're going to go back to school like last week and then we're going to see how things go, then fine. But, or if you had said that we're not going to open until the 25th, then fine. But like, honestly, what is this 1 week going to do that's going to change us? Like, that's going to make such a significant difference. There is nothing. There is
exactly.
I'm sorry. There is
exactly.
Nothing. You cannot change my mind. There is not a like.
Dude, listen. Here's my take on this. Either you lock it all down. Wait, hold on. Am I closer to the mic now?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this is a PSA from Young Dumb and not Young Dumb. So this is a PSA from JP. Just me. Okay. Lock it all down, or don't lock anything down.
Otherwise, it doesn't fucking work. Thank you. Stay safe. Wear your mask and stop bitching, Karen.
No, but you know, you see, like, I get they're in a way trying to give us, like, you know, like some, they're trying to help us. But, you know, one of the things that kind of triggered me the most was when they were,
Are they really trying to help us though? I don't know about that. No, but like, you know,
like, so for example, Monday, I'm supposed to have a ped day, right? Like, I'm like, not, no school, just stay at home, not even class, right? Just stay at home. And we're so far, we're going to have it, but they were debating whether they're going to give it to us or not because we missed so much school. Okay. First of all, we didn't miss shitless school. We just did it online. And if you're telling me that we missed school, I still had my 10 exams before the break. I still had to do them. And I did them. Like, I did not miss school. Like, and it's like, you're, you know, it's like, I feel like, and I have, I kind of understand it, but at the same time, I don't. It's like, they're trying to give us, you know, so much school because they think it's gonna make us, I don't know, feel better or something. But once you get to high school in Quebec, like, you're able to take care of yourself. Like, I get that the younger ones can go back, and they did. They went back this week, not like us who stayed home. And one of the reasons why they didn't want to, like, originally when it all started back in March, one of the reasons why they wanted to send us back to home is because the abuse at home. The kids, some kids were, you know, getting abused at home, and it's like, I get that. But those are mostly the younger ones. And the older ones, especially when you get into high school, if there wasn't already a problem before, they're able to kind of take care of that. Like, they're able, once you turn 12, 13,
but also,
you're able to call and say, hey, there's a problem.
Sorry, yeah, you're making a good point. But also, to add on to that, I think, you know, if you want to start really locking everyone down, then you should consider maybe having something like, well, if you are living in a house of abuse or a house of whatever, maybe you can stay at a hotel or this other facility or whatever.
Yeah, just but like, that's, you know, there should be some kind of control. Because no kid, if there's a five, because I'm talking about the younger ones. Like,
no, no, not the I know, not the person. I'm saying the government should come up with some kind of program to help with that.
Yeah, but the problem is, the thing with that is that how is a 5-year old kid gonna come up and say, hey, I'm being abused at home? They just wow. realized that
right
we, the kids were at home. That there was a little bit more. The reason why they had to open schools is because the parents, not because they were necessarily abusive, like they beat up their child. It was more like of, you know, the parents are a little bit more aggressive, and because they had to take care of them at home, it was like an extra layer of onto the kids.
Okay, that's what you're trying to say. You're saying that it's for the kids' mental health. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about kids who are being beaten the shit out of at home, and I was like, well, yeah.
If you have things like that, you can
come up with certain programs. It's not always going to work 100%, but there are things in place to that. But yeah, no, 100%. Okay, so I didn't realize it. I thought you were talking about actual child abuse, which is horrible. Okay, please don't ever do that. If you do, I'll smack the shit out of you. But I didn't realize you were talking about kids in general, just their mental health from like more pressures.
Yeah, but listen. Anyways, the point of me saying this is that, like, you know, whether you send us back to school or not, your Zoom is taking over the world. We are gonna have our classes online. Like, it's so sad because I was thinking about this right now, like today, we've had like 20 centimeters of snow. Tomorrow we're gonna probably get the same amount. There's so much snow, right? And it's like on a normal day like this, like last year, we would have gotten a snow day, right? And unfortunately, our snow days don't exist anymore. We get Zoom, and it's like,
I know.
In a weird way, I feel like that ruined.
I feel so horrible for these kids now who they'll never get to experience a snow day ever again.
It's unfortunate. Oh, well. But like,
whoop do you fucking do?
It's like the government, like Premier Legault was like, school is extremely important. We have to send our kids back. Like, yeah, we get it. Like, you have to send our kids back. But once you realize that school has 20 cases, don't you think that it would have been a better idea to just not send them to school in the fucking first place and do it from online like you have been doing for the past 6 months?
It's funny how you almost said Monsieur Legault right there at first. You were like, I have to correct myself.
But,
oh, well. Anyway, the whole takeaway from this story is you are loved. And I'm serious. You are loved. And if you're going through something right now, this will end one day. There is hope for you. And Brendan personally said that Brendan will cuddle anyone who is in distress right now, and he will give you $1,000 courtesy with a stick. Brendan actually said to me, though, before we started the episode, he said that he's been doing so well financially lately, and as such, he wants to give each of our listeners $1,000. So thank you, Brendan. You really made my day.
You're welcome. Okay.
That's that would be, I would request that payment by in e-transfer, please, by the end of tonight. Thanks.
Yeah, you see, I'm broke now.
See, I kind of already spent the money on Gucci, so I need that money.
If y'all want to go check out my clothing brand, go to shop.xpeld.com. That's shop.xpeld.com, baby. Cop your shit right now.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing.
I think we have to end it here, guys. Yes, go shop at Brendan's store. He started his own clothing brand. It's pretty cool. He's kind of etching designs himself onto his clothes. And right now, what are you guys selling right now at the moment?
Well, okay, so right now we have hoodies and crew necks on the website. We are working on making hats that we are going to get really soon, and t-shirts and long sleeve shirts that are also coming soon. And we are working on trying to get like windbreakers, pants, like shorts, stuff like that. It would be really cool. And maybe a couple accessories, bags. But anyways, lots of things to come. It's a long-term thing, not going to come so fast. But hey, we've been working with awesome people from TikTok. We've had influencers with millions of followers. Our biggest one, Mark Anastasio, who has 8-point-something million on TikTok. It's amazing. Thank you to everyone who's helped so far. Thanks to the whole fam who's bought the merch, you know, we already know.
Okay, I got shucks, Brent, you made me cry. Anyway, well, that's Brendan's hoodie brand and company. Check it out. It's really cool. He's been working really hard and he's been doing a great job. So I think we had to end it there. There's nothing else interesting going on in this world. Everyone is going to die. I'm just kidding.
Outro. Okay. You ready?
What?
The OG outro.
I'm kidding.
I'll just say it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, time has run out, guys. The podcast is over. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're stoked to see you next time. Follow us on Instagram @BrendanOge and @John_Plute. Until next time.